This WEMU podcast is brought to you by 89.1 WEMU. Learn more at WEMU.org.
This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair. It is 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on a snow-covered Thursday morning. And because the roadways are in such poor condition, I had a little conversation, technologically speaking, with Russ Collins this morning. We decided he would stay home for Cinema Chat, but he's been so gracious, he is calling in this morning. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, yes, calling from Hollywood.
That's right. He lives on Hollywood Street over in Ann Arbor. There you go. So what do we know about the holiday movie season? Was it as successful as everybody had hoped?
Well, there was a little bit of an overload of product this particular year. And so they're thinking that some of the films that might have done well if there had been fewer films did not do well, one of them being Ronin 47, which was an action film blockbuster budgeted $175 million, and the other one, Grudge Match, which was the Sylvester Stallone, Robert De Niro comedy. The Justin Bieber concert film as well didn't do as anticipated.
So. And I'm considering that my Christmas present.
That's right. Wolf of Wall Street actually had a very strong opening but fell off very quickly, so that was an unfortunate bit for them.
Everybody I know that's seen that movie absolutely loves it.
Yeah, well, apparently the fans were distracted by other things, so maybe they'll catch up to it in a little bit. The Hobbit sequel that came out before the holidays is doing very well. It actually rose over the holiday period, as does Disney's animated film Frozen, which is the new film in the princess line of animated films.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all good, and now we can move beyond this season and further into award season, I would assume.
Well, yeah, the Wolf of Wall Street actually got a negative, very negative response from the daughter of the man that the film is loosely based on, Christina McDowell, who actually changed her name. Her father, Tom Prusalis, is the character who the character is
based
named
on.
Right. And she was used to launder money and noted that there's still a lot of money owed to a lot of folks, and really gave it to Martin Scorsese, wondering why he made such a film and why he aligned himself with such an accomplished criminal. And the gentleman who is the actual focus of this has actually capitalized in his new notoriety. Apparently he owes like $110 million to people. So.
Well, you know, Scorsese is probably best known for his mob movies, so I'm not sure that this is any better or worse.
That's true. There's a certain kind of capturing of that ethos of American society that Martin Scorsese did particularly well. I don't know if he glorifies it so much, but he certainly shines a light on it, and you can take it either way as to whether he's shining a light on it to uplift it or just to inform people that it exists and it operates in our society, and you can make your own decisions about what the appropriateness of that is.
On a cheerier note, I have heard rumblings that perhaps the surviving members of the Monty Python troupe are going to work together again.
Yes, they are. They are working. They're actually putting together a comedy piece, a stage piece. However, they've backed away from doing any religious humor. If you remember, Monty Python did Life of Brian, which was
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, a satirization of the life of Jesus. It was pretty broad, so you'd have to be very, very particular to be too offended by it. But if you're just inherently offended by religious topics. But Michael Palin, one of the company members, said that they were avoiding it. Just it's a different time, and if you did a parody of Christianity or a parody of Islam, you might end up with a fatwa against you, and there are people...
Yeah, ask Salman Rushdie, right.
Exactly, and he said there's a lot of people out there without a sense of humor, and they're heavily armed. So.
Yeah, not the kind of people you want to anger.
That's right.
Well, what are my choices as I head into the weekend movie situation?
Well, as we said at the top, there's a lot of films that are playing in the market, and you know a lot of them are very good. Nebraska is still sticking around. It won 5 Golden Globe nominations, 6 Independent Spirit Awards. Bruce Dern won the Best Actor Award from the Cannes Film Festival. Will Forte has also been nominated for a lot of awards, as has the woman that plays the the wife of Bruce Dern. And if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's a black and white film. It, you know, you may think it's a little dreary, but actually there's a lot of good comedy in it. You laugh more than you think. The Disney film Saving Mr. Banks is still out there with
Tom Thompson. Hanks and Emma Thompson, right.
Yep. And it got generally good reviews, and people seem to enjoy it, walk out of it smiling. Philomena is going to be a prize winner, I think, for something, if nothing else, for Judy Dench's performance as a older woman who, when she was very young, had a baby that was taken away from her with this notion that she wanted to find out what happened to that baby, and the movie is the search, and it's a very, very compelling piece. And American Hustle is another film that's going to get a lot of awards, whether it gets best film, best directing, best writing. Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper are all in this film, and they're all well reviewed. It's set in the 1970s, and it's a crime drama with a lot of comedy and wacky circumstances. So you'll want to go check that one out.
Any new movies opening?
Yes. Noam Chomsky has a documentary that was put together by Michael Gondry, who's a very interesting and very visual filmmaker. This is an animated documentary. Michael Gondry did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Yeah, and this one is... So Noam Chomsky is this controversial scholar who's from MIT, and he's a linguist by training, but he... is generally considered a philosopher, an anti-war activist, and a political firebrand. Very interesting perspective on life and things. And Michael Gondry uses an animation technique. He interviewed Noam Chomsky for a very long period of time and put this together in a film that's gotten very, very good reviews. If you just look down, they go, you wouldn't think that... that Michael Gondry would be a good person to do a documentary on Noam Chomsky, but really, this is very good. You should check it out.
Well, if the title is any indication, I mean, I love the title. Is The Man Who Is Tall Happy.
That's right. Is The Man Who Is Tall Happy is the name of the film, and it plays just a couple of performances on Wednesday and Thursday, the 8th and 9th, and then we have another documentary about restaurants and the restaurant world. Three restaurants are profiled. A 150-year-old restaurant in Iowa, a really great restaurant in Chicago with an amazing chef, and a Mexican restaurant in Tucson. And all of them have their aspirations. All of them have their problems and frustrations. But this is knitted together in a way that really, if you're a foodie of any kind or interested in cuisine or business, this is a really interesting film to check out. It's called Spinning Plates. It's playing on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 6th and 7th, at the Michigan Theater. Kenneth Turin, as many people know, my favorite critic, said, Foodie Phantasmagora and Something More. The Village Voice is splendid and engrossing, a love letter to that singular intersection of artistic innovation, cultural legacy, community pride, and family-sustaining or straining commerce known as the restaurant. So Spinning Plates, again, just a couple of days on the 6th and 7th on Monday and Tuesday next week. At the Multiplex, we've got Paranormal Activity, The Marked One. So if you like the Paranormal Activity franchise of what appears to be just security camera footage that's edited together that tells scary stories about ghosts, this is the thing for you. If you're looking ahead a little bit, on Tuesday, January the 21st, we have a very special screening of At Middleton, which is a college that stars, which is a, At Middleton is a college, and At Middleton is a film that stars Andy Garcia and Vera Farmiga, and they're two adults that are taking their kids to school, and they end up falling in love and having an interesting adventure. And then Sundance is coming to the Michigan Theater on the 30th of January. Lots to go to today and lots to think about on the horizon.
And we will certainly talk more about it in the weeks to come. Russ, thank you very much for joining us by phone today. I do appreciate it. You've been listening to Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the snow in Hollywood.